Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
And my friend, hi Mary, thank you very much. Hi everybody, and welcome. We are so glad to have you tuned to our program today. We are here for the next 2 hours to talk about the plants at your place, and I hope you'll pick up the phone and give us a call. It's very easy to access us, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now, won't you please? We need to get as many calls as we can lined up, and then we'll get our program underway, and then it will be a wonderful day for everybody. So do pick up the phone. Again, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Before we go to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Botanic Garden with his report, I do want to mention my book signings that are coming up in the next 5 or 6 days. As we kind of wrap up our tour of the world prior to Father's Day, this afternoon from 2 until 4, I will be at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco at 7401 Coit Road. And I'll have my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, which is not in stores. I'll have that with me and be happy to sign one to you or to your father, if that would be your pleasure. So that's this afternoon, and that will be from 2 until 4 at 7401 Coit Road. That's 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco, Shades of Green Nursery. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 until 6, I'll be at the Callaway's Nursery, 1621 Custer Road. And that's just north of 15th Street in Plano, between 15th and Park. The Callaway's there on Custer, just north of 15th, 1621 Custer Road. I'll be there 4 until 6 tomorrow. On Thursday, June 11, from 11:30 until 1:30 at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. You just heard Mary Travelin's voice. That's her place of business at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, 11:30 until 1:30. And then that evening, I got myself double booked. We'll be at Callaway's in Arlington, 4 until 6. And that is the North Arlington store at 1424 North Center Street. So that's 1424 North Center Street in Arlington, 4 until 6. And then a couple of others on Friday and Saturday. I'll get to those later. But the most important one right now, for sake of this discussion, is this afternoon, 2 until 4, Shades of Green Nursery, 7401 Coit, 2 miles north of Highway 121. It's time right now for us to go to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And I don't know if Tucker Reed sent you a copy of his email, but he is saying you're getting some good plants and making his life difficult to choose his arboretum materials. He'll get over it. I think it's really funny. And we're going to start with something that is not plant related, and that is, well, it kind of is, gardens in the concerts in the garden. Tell us, Steve. Good morning, by the way.
Well, yes. Good morning to you, Neil. Yes, concerts in the garden is underway. The first concert was Friday night. It was wonderful. The concerts take place every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening through July 5th. Concerts start at 8:15 p.m. People can come in before then with a picnic and a blanket and sit down and enjoy the beauty of the garden. Tonight is classical music. Friday is trombone shorty. And Saturday is the music of Journey. Tickets can be purchased at the Symphony's website. That's fwsymphony.org.
All right.
But I would
go right ahead.
Well, I would encourage people to journey into the perennial garden and see what is blooming there. It is the white Annabelle hydrangea. It is just beautiful. This is a deciduous shrub that does well in zones 3 through 9, so it's well-suited for our area. It's a cultivar which features much larger flowers than the species. It is, as I said, deciduous with a rounded habit, which typically grows about 3 to 5 feet tall. It has clusters of sterile white flowers in huge, symmetrical, rounded heads, which typically grow 8 to 12 inches across. This shrub blooms in June for up to 2 months, sometimes with a small repeat bloom in the fall. And the species is native to southern Missouri. Annabelle is a naturally occurring cultivar, which was discovered in the wild near Anna, Illinois. So,
how interesting.
Yeah, Annabelle.
That's cool. And so this is kind of a small sister, cousin to oakleaf hydrangea in terms of its height and size in the landscape?
Well, it looks more like a mop head hydrangea, actually, because of the
it
large
sure
clusters, those large round clusters of white flowers. But it's well suited to our area, and it's blooming in quite a bit of shade in our perennial garden.
Not terribly common, is it?
No.
I was taking some photos of it a couple days ago in a McKinney residence, and I thought, you know what, that is a beautiful plant. It needs to be used more. I need to see some crinums in bloom. Where will I find those?
Well, you will find those on the concert lawn. We do have some beautiful ones. This is an old southern favorite. It has bold, strap-like foliage about 3 feet tall. Flowering stalks rise above the foliage and produce as many as 11 trumpet-shaped flowers. The colors vary from solid white to pink striped. The flowers are fragrant. So it's a very nice addition to the concert lawn where, again, people can enjoy these flowers during the concerts.
Yeah, as a beautiful plant, it really is an heirloom. The foliage is very glossy and very commanding in the landscape.
Yeah.
It needs to have
a
pretty good amount of space, especially the old variety, doesn't it? The old,
yeah.
old ones. Yeah, that's great. All right, so let's go back to the concerts in the garden. Tell us again how we can get tickets and find out more information.
Yes, at the symphony's website, which is fwsymphony.org.
All right, so that for the folks coming for the classical music tonight, wow, that would be nice. At the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, how do they find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Steve, the gardens have to be really lush right now. I bet it's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, yes. They're looking good.
Good deal. 24-hour information telephone number.
That is 817-392-5510.
All right. And then physically, well, we gave the website, fwbg.org, just north of I-30, University Drive, across from Trinity Park, 2 miles or so west of downtown Fort Worth and just north. I mean, you abut the access road of I-30. I'll get this right, Steve. I will get this right.
you're getting there.
Yeah, I am. I sure appreciate you. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right,
thanks, my friend. All right, and that is sponsored by my good buddies at Callaway's Nursery. There are 17 of these nurseries around the Metroplex. And, you know, just before I get into the stopwatch part of their time, Dad, I need to tell you how extremely grateful I am to Callaway's. I have been, I think, by the time this week is over for the book signings, I think I will have been to 14 of their 17 nurseries. I will eventually make it to all of them. There's just so many days in the week. And they have just really made it wonderful for me and for my wife. As we come in, there always is a table there. They're very gracious to help. They're just wonderful people. And I think you'll have that same experience when you shop at Callaway's. I've been watching as I sit, and you know, you get a spare half second here or there, and you'll see their staff, very professional staff, helping the customers. All right, let me get to my ad copy. This week at Callaway's Nursery is a celebration of beautiful perennials from Monrovia's perennial plants. They come back in your garden year after year. You'll find premium perennials in bud and bloom only at Callaway's Nursery. And I saw a collection of these at the Little Elm store the other day. They've got some beautiful things. Perennials offer them, and I know all the stores do. I just happened to be out taking some photos and looking there. Perennials offer the widest choice of color, unique foliage, and abundant growth for your garden. And the Monrovia Nursery Collection is chosen for superior plant for performance and hard-to-find varieties. I might add that Monrovia is a name incredibly well known in the nursery industry. Incredibly. Select your favorites. Daylilies, hostas, salvias, rudbeckias, verbenas, many, many more. 20% off at Callaway starting at $5.99. If you're looking to add a burst of instant summer-loving color to your garden or patio, Callaway's Nursery has beautiful Cora Vinca that'll stand up to the summer and bloom heavily all season, just $1.24 each. These plants are all backed with Callaway's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Hurry in this week for the distinctively better perennials of Monrovia. Look for the recognizable green pots where you find beautiful, lush plants. 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. There's a Callaway's Nursery near you. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Go to Callaway's.com to find a Callaway's store near you. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, and you know, go ahead and call right now if you don't mind, because I don't know if it's electronic bugs that Randy was contending with in the first couple of hours of the broadcasting today, or if we just need to give you a wake-up call. It's kind of cloudy outside, but need some phone calls. The number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now, 800-288-9227. If you put out a pre-emergent weed killer, Dimension or Halts, or one of the other pre-emergents in early March, as was recommended to prevent crabgrass and grass burrs, you need to make your second application now. And this is what I always refer to as a booster shot. The problem is that those weeds can germinate all summer long, and the herbicides, the pre-emergents, are good only for about 100 days. And so after 90 days, you want to put an overlap in, and that's the reason for the application now. Now, as you, I'm sure, have deduced, if you didn't make the first one in March, there's absolutely no point in making an application at this point. But you just need to wait till next year and tough it out. I made that same suggestion on Facebook last night, and I had somebody talk about, yeah, you ought to try an organic control. Well, I would love to see one that has university backing from the southern United States. Corn gluten meal does not have that backing. It does not work reliably. In Washington State, Dr. Linda Chalker Scott has a tremendous post. I put it on my Facebook page again last night. It's several years old, but it hasn't changed. And so you can spend a lot of money and get poor results, or you can get good results if you are careful about the timing and the application using one of the materials I mentioned. All right, we go to our first call of the day. This is Harold in HICO. Harold, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
Hi, thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Well, what I have are trumpet vines, and they'll make seed pods, and I was wondering, could I propagate them from planting just the seed, or do I need to dig some of the root and kind of split them up and do it that way?
They grow both ways. In nature, you don't divide them and split them. You would root them from cuttings if you wanted to propagate them asexually. There's going to be a giant asterisk at the end of this conversation, Harold. It's not very far away. It's going to be just a moment or two away. In nature, they do grow from seed, but like I say, you can propagate them from cuttings. The native wild trumpet vine is horrifically invasive, almost challenging bamboo in how it will spread through your yard, and you will rue the day that you planted the native one, the wild one, in a landscape, because you'll be trying to dig it out 30 feet from the mother plant. You're much better off to buy one plant of Madame Galen, G-A-L-E-N, Madame Galen trumpet vine. That is a much more refined plant. The flowers are twice as large. The plant does not sucker nearly like the wild one does. It's a very good neighbor to have. And then you can propagate that from cuttings if you want to once you get one.
Okay, basically you're talking about just going ahead and taking cuttings instead of dividing the root out then.
There's no root to divide. It's a plant with a single stem. If you start dividing it, you're going to have to split the stem in half. It'd be like splitting a tree down the middle to divide it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I cannot be any more emphatic. I don't know how to be more emphatic about a plant being invasive. All right.
I understand what you're saying. It's sort of like horseradish. Be careful what you want it.
That's a very good comparison. You're right.
Okay, so it will grow from the seed too, though.
Unfortunately, it does. Harold, I appreciate your call. You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have full phone banks. Thank you all. You really responded quickly, really quickly. Thank you for that. I will come back to go right to them. I want to tell you about my book, and this is the book that I will be out signing at Shades of Green Nursery today. By the way, all of my book signings for this upcoming week are at neilsperry.com. I'd love to sign it for you directly right to you there for a Father's Day gift or to you or whatever you would like. Sometimes I write happy birthday on them if people want that. And that will be at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco this afternoon from 2 until 4, or at Callaway's on Custer, just north of 15th in Plano, tomorrow from 4 until 6. And there are a bunch of other store appearances at neilsperry.com. However, However, if you would like to get it almost that fast, you will call my magazine office before 10 today, before 10. Office has to close right at the time I get off the air, and you can order the book from my magazine office. Now, let me tell you what this book is. People tell me, Neil, I have your boot book. I have The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That served me really well. I said, well, okay, that's fine. This book is not in any way a revision of that book. I mean, there are only so many ways you can talk about trees, but this book is done absolutely and totally differently, and it is 23 years younger. There are monumental changes in gardening over those 23 years. You take a look at the charts that we have, pages of charts to help you. People tell me, I really appreciate the charts. And you have a 48-page chapter that is the calendar, month by month, of what to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. That's not in the boot book. The charts aren't in the boot book. 840 photographs are not in the boot book, just a few. You know, maybe 300 compared to the 840 of my photos. This book is the one I always wanted to write. Now, we've self-published this one for the first time. I just wore out with publishers and their royalty abuse. A lot of authors have done so. And so I have self-published it, and I've opted to sell it myself through my magazine office, 1-800-752-GROW, or from my website at neilsperry.com, or at these book signings that I'm doing, book sale and signings. And it is $28.95, normally $32.95. There's $7 postage if you order it over the phone or online. And that you would avoid if you come to see us. But it is well worth that, and I will guarantee, please hear this, and I'm as sincere as I can be, I will guarantee your satisfaction with this and the fact that it is immensely better than the old book. You will be happy you bought it, or I'll refund every penny. Even if I have, at a store appearance, inscribed your name in it, I will be happy to refund if you don't think it is everything portrayed. Now, you can also save a huge amount on my magazine if you buy it at the same time to the same mailing address. The magazine is Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. 29 years we've been producing it. Best regional gardening magazine in America, normally $23.95. You get it for $14 if you buy it at the same time that you buy the book. Now that's $42.95 total price. $28.95 for the book, $42.95 for book and magazine, plus the $7 postage and sales tax. Please call before 10 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. If you need it for Father's Day, you need to tell Aaron or Sam when you call through this morning, I need it for Father's Day, and you'll have it. 1-800-752-4769.
A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Half Price Books is everybody's favorite bookstore for finding all kinds of treasures at great prices, including new releases and bestsellers. Very nice write-up and weekend guide on Half Price Books. They were mentioned as one of the really great sources of recycling of books, and just a great place to shop because Half Price Books buys from the public every day. You can find something new every time you visit. It's always a treasure hunt. I love that treasure hunt. You find yourself in departments, in areas, sections of Half Price Books that you didn't anticipate when you went in there, because you just see something, it catches your eye. Half Price Books says feed your brain this summer with the Kids Summer Reading Program. Children ages 14 and younger set a summer reading goal, and they earn bookworm bucks in the process. Don't miss the Biggest Story Time event. That'll be today at 2. Today at 2. It's happening at all of the Half Price Books locations. Today at 2, the Biggest Story Time event. A summer full of reading and a store full of books. Visit your neighborhood Half Price Bookstore today. You'll love Half Price Books, and you'll go back time and time again. There are, 19 of them in the Metroplex. There's one near you. You know right where it is. Go visit today. Better yet, visit to hpb.com, Half Price Books.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Schaap.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day.
Graduation at Serenity about a week ago, and folks, it was the best. I've been to 29 graduations at the school. There are two per year, and it's just the best. We had one the first year and then two per year after that. Oh, I love that day. Bonide, 8 brand products. 8, one better than 7. Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems on your house plants, around the outside of your house, on your lawn, in your flower beds or vegetable garden? 8 Insect Control by Bonide is the answer. Bonide's 8 Insect Control controls most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit crops. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. 8 can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 kills on contact and repels insects for up to 30 days. It's available as 8 garden and home ready to use. Also 8 garden dust, 8 vegetable flour and fruit concentrate, 8 yard and garden ready to spray, and 8 flour and vegetable granules. You can find Bonide 8 Insect Control at Callaway's Nursery, all Dallas-Fort Worth locations. Lakewood Ace Hardware in Dallas and Strong's Nursery in Carrollton, or visit Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. Brenda in Granbury has called. Brenda, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering if you could help me tell me why our hibiscus is not blooming.
I can certainly try.
Yeah. Well, you can see the little buds, and you open it up, and, you know, there's the little flower. But the time they get ready to come out of the bud, they yellow and die.
All right. And what kind of hibiscus is this? There are many.
I don't know. I think it's a tropical, but we've had it 4 or 5 years.
All right. So you bring it in every winter?
Nope. We just cut it down, and it comes back.
Okay. That would be a mallow. That would be a hardy hibiscus. The tropicals would freeze here.
Okay.
My suggestion on hardy hibiscus would, it is in full sun, correct?
Yes.
All right. Has to have that. Usually when they abort, first of all, first and foremost, the hibiscus clan will abort flowers. That is a normal thing that happens when they go from either moist conditions to getting a little bit too dry, or when they're root bound, if you have a tropical hibiscus in a container. Which usually amounts to letting them get too dry. That's what happens when they're root bound. Or the other thing that will happen is when you have a sudden temperature change, you've had cool, moist weather, and then suddenly it turns very hot and sultry, as it has this week, they will abort a lot of flowers. It really happens to Altheas, Rose of Sharon. You'll see half of their buds on the ground before they open, and that's exactly what happens. 2007, when we had cool, rainy weather all through June, they didn't drop a bud. They looked fabulous. So I think that's probably, I would perhaps lay it at the feet of drought, but it may be, if it's been going on only a few days, it would possibly be the temperature change. Best thing you can do is to keep them well watered. They have large leaves, and they are very demanding of moisture. In fact, most of these plants grow in roadsides along roadsides where there is standing water, and almost in swampy conditions where they're native, not the hybrids that we buy at the garden center, but their first cousins. And so they can handle that moisture, and I think you're going to see a turnaround. They're usually better about not dropping buds than most of them are.
Okay.
That's what I have. You know, that's what I'm going with.
Uh-huh.
That's the
okay,
bat
well,
I brought
I appreciate
to the
it.
You bet. Thanks for the call. All right. Karen, I want to wait and take you right after the news. She has cotton root rot that is moving through her plantings, and I think I need to make sure I give her plenty of time for that, because that one, and then we have a couple of other calls. We'll get to all of you who are on hold right now in our next segment, but I do need to get to that, so Jerry can do his newscast. Let me tell you first about the great product called Expanded Shale from Trinity, Expanded Shale and Clay. Now, this is a product I use. This is a product I'm proud to recommend. This is a product that stands the test of time because it has what I always demand of soil amendments, and that is university data. Texas A&M did research alongside Trinity Expanded Shale, and they found that this really does loosen tight clay soils. This is something you can use where you might have used sand in the past. Sand doesn't work very well in loosening a clay soil. Expanded shale will. So when you're preparing a garden bed, especially for plants that need, I like to refer to it as semi-heroic or heroic bed preparation. That would be the plants that have fairly shallow roots, annual flowers and perennial flowers and vegetables and small shrubs and ground covers. Those that are fairly small plants have small root systems. They need that great soil preparation, and expanded shale is exactly that. Mix it in with your organic matter, 2 or 3 inches, 4 inches of organic matter, 1 or 1.5 inches of expanded shale, rototill down about 8 or 10 inches, and you will have, it's the equivalent of a potting soil. It's just wonderful. Turf parking areas are built with expanded shale at stadiums. AT&T Stadium, UNT, and provide green solutions for overflow parking. And the research done by Texas AgriLife Extension has been a big catalyst for these types of projects moving forward. Now, Eric Nelson is the sales rep and landscape architect for Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay. And if you have questions about the product, he can be reached at 817-635-8541 for technical support. 817-635-8541. You can find the Trinity Expanded Shale at a lot of nurseries, a lot of garden centers in bulk and also in bags. Trinity Expanded Shale, and Eric's number once again, 817-635-8541. You go into an independent retail garden center and you say, I want expanded shale, they'll have it waiting for you. Trinity Expanded Shale.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
The Baylor Healthcare System. We were speaking with someone this week about our experiences with Baylor when they saved our daughter's life. And this was a nurse, and she understood completely. She just said, oh, my. And that's why Baylor is so very good. And they, of course, they don't just do the kind of an infection that our daughter somehow ended up with. They do all kinds of medical care. Can you imagine being an ER doctor and having to identify quickly in some cases what is wrong or who to call to get in that diagnosis? It's really something special. And the Baylor Healthcare System, Baylor Plano, that's where our daughter was, and Baylor McKinney, that's where my wife serves on the board. Those are very special hospitals. When you have a loved one who is diagnosed with cancer, you want quality, compassionate medical care close to home. Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano offer technologically advanced inpatient and outpatient cancer services for removing tumors and treating cancer symptoms in a warm, soothing atmosphere. They treat a variety of cancers, from breast cancer to digestive cancers, head and neck cancer. Their comprehensive services include patient education, screenings, diagnosis, treatment, and support. For more information on cancer care at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, you can call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com for all of your medical needs. Please remember the Baylor Healthcare System, now married with Scott and White. What a wonderful teaming. BaylorHealth.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and it's Jerry Overton. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, Neil. It is now 8:34 at the Breitling Energy News Desk, and Senator Cruz wins again. The story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. The ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Louisville, major accident. Southbound I-35E at Garden Ridge. No word on blockage there. In McKinney, southbound 75 Central Expressway, you've got an accident blocking the left lane near Highway 380. In Dallas, an accident northbound I-35E at Saner Avenue. The right shoulder, the exit ramp are blocked. And we have the exit ramp from southbound I-45 to I-30 blocked by an accident. In Fort Worth, police reporting a wreck on East Belknap Street at I-35W northbound. You've got the right lane and the right shoulder blocked there. And now the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning into this afternoon. Storms could produce heavy rain and damaging winds, large hail as well. Mainly those will be connected with the afternoon and evening storms. The high today around 90. Another round of thunderstorms possible later tonight and overnight. Look for the low to be around 70. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be cooler, though, with a high of 85. Rain will start to taper off tomorrow night. We'll get up to 88 with sunshine on Tuesday. It is cloudy, 72 degrees now at DFW Airport. Well, Senator Ted Cruz easily wins the 2016 presidential straw poll at the state Republican convention in Fort Worth. Cruz took 43% of the vote yesterday, cast by roughly 7,000 delegates. Conservative Speaker and author Ben Carson second with 12% of the vote. Former Egyptian General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has been sworn in as that country's new president after winning more than 95% of last month's controversial election. Orla Guerin in Cairo with the BBC reports Sisi has overseen an historic crackdown on political dissent.
About 16,000 Islamists or suspected Islamists are behind bars, and more than 1,400 protesters have been killed on the streets. And many leading icons of the revolution of 2011, secular democracy activists, are also behind bars, some of them serving jail sentences of several years simply for taking part in peaceful protests.
And President Obama expected to announce new executive action tomorrow to help people with heavy student loan debt. He plans to announce an expansion of his pay-as-you-earn program that lets borrowers pay no more than 10% of their monthly income in loan payments. Again, looking for a high today of 90, could see rain off and on throughout the day. It is currently 72 degrees at DFW Airport. From the Brightling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton, and we're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very, very much. And we're going to do the SPCA of Texas dog right now. And I have to tell you, I took a look at Boots. She is a beautiful dog, and she's one of those where I said, yeah, I wonder if I want to ask him for another dog. I may go out and adopt Boots. But we are kind of dog long right now with a couple of dogs, and we're good to go there. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you about a dog that I might have been very tempted to go out with Joseph and take a look at. Today's SPCA dog, Boots, is a beautiful, loving gal with the best smile around. She's 3 years old. She is Border Collie mixed with a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous black and white coat. Boots loves to go on walks. Oh, you might guess she has white feet. She loves to go on walks, loves to play, and she is very, very bright, already house-trained, and she gets along well with other dogs, already house-trained, as we said. Boots would make the perfect companion for any home. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you really need to go to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. That's where Boots is right now until noon today. Noon until 6, they're open. And I'll bet you somebody's going to say, hey, Boots, come with me, please, please. She's a beautiful dog. She has just a shiny black coat with lots of white, beautiful, clear white markings. And she's a Border Collie mix, so there's some smartness going on in that little dog. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, including Boots, visit spca.org/findapet. Now, that Perry Animal Care Center, the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center that I mentioned, is on Stacy Road, and the actual physical address is 8411 Stacy Road. You need a fairly new GPS for it, but it is on Stacy, just east of Custer. And when you're coming from Frisco, Main Street turns into Stacy when you go east across Custer. All right, so that, and from Central, you can just take Stacy. It'll wind a little bit, but it'll take you right to the Perry Animal Care Center. And they're open noon to 6, 7 days a week. So is the Dallas shelter, beautiful Dallas shelter at 2400 Lone Star Drive, right on I-30 at Hampton Road. Regular hours, noon to 6, 7 days a week. SPCA of Texas, spca.org/findapet.
Garden and koi ponds are a focal point of the best landscapes, and the best place to get yours is at Dixon Brothers. The water lilies and lotus are blooming, and new fish arrive daily, so hurry in to get the first picks. Neil Sperry will be at Dixon Brothers on Wednesday, June 11th from 11:30 to 1:30, so bring your Lone Star Gardening book for Neil to autograph, or purchase it on site. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water and has wondrous displays of fountains, water features, fish ponds, and water gardens for you to make your own. Visit the showroom in Mesquite to see displays, and ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can create a water feature at your home. Then sit back and enjoy that soothing waterfall sound, or relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn after a hard day's work. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537 for more info. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
All right. Scotts and Miracle-Gro bring you this very important message. And this has to do with the Texas drought, the garden heat and drought recovery. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and gardens stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your garden healthy and strong. Now, first, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve your native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you need to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. Now, this week at Lowe's, purchase both Scotts Green Max, that's a wonderful fertilizer, Scotts Green Max, and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You can save 20% off the regular price. All that information is available at Scotts.com. Scotts Miracle-Gro, two great names from a wonderful company. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, thank you, sir. And I will say the same thing I did in my first ad, and that is, if you need the book for Father's Day, you need to specify that, please, when you call 1-800-752-GROW. Mentioned it earlier, and I'll need to mention that every time. Let's go to Karen in Frisco. Karen, thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Last summer, I had a large fig tree that was in full bloom and had fruit and everything on it, and it died, you know, from like left to right, and over a month. And at that time, he said, you thought it might be cotton root rot. Mm-hmm. Since then, I have lost another young tree. It was about 20 feet from that first one. And about 15 feet from that one is a large 25-year-old sweet gum tree that I'm curious, is cotton root rot something that's going to march across my yard and get everything?
What is the, what was the middle tree? What was the middle tree of the three?
I think it was a young oak tree. It was about 5 years old.
Okay. Cotton root rot has the species name Omnivorum, as in omnivorous. It does attack a wide variety of plants. Probably 80% of the plants that we cultivate are susceptible to one degree or another. There are extensive, well, they used to be printouts, but I'm sure they're online now, of comparing susceptibility, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 being horrific, that cotton would have, or that ornamental pears and apples would have, and then 1 being very, very low possibility. I don't know that they've assigned anything a zero chance. I think junipers probably have a zero chance of getting cotton root rot. Oaks are in a one or a zero condition. I've only seen one case that was identified as cotton root rot, and I do not believe it was done in a lab. I think it was done visually. I was with the pathologist, and I don't believe he took any samples. He looked at it with a hand lens. So it may or may not have been accurate. He was a very good pathologist. So I'm not sure that you're seeing a progression of cotton root rot. The fig, possibly. Sweet gum, I don't get a lot of calls on. Well, probably because there aren't a lot of sweet gums in the area because of our alkaline soils. They're not very well adapted. Don't get a lot of calls on sweet gums dying quickly. It's usually silver maples and a few shrubs like Indian hawthorn. I lost a forsythia. And I lost a clump of mallows, hardy hibiscus. But Karen, it does move through the soil. It doesn't move 20 feet in a year. I've never seen it move that quickly. When I worked at the A&M Center and lived in Farmers Branch, worked in North Dallas up on Coit, I would drive on Beltline Road, back when Beltline Road had a car now and then, and through Addison, and there was a row of crab apples. And it took about 8 or 9 years for those five trees all to die, and they were about 10 feet apart. It just really moves slowly. I don't think that's what's happening to the oak or what happened to it. So I don't think I'd panic. You got enough other stuff you can worry about. You need to be more selective.
Okay.
That's
all right.
That's my arm around the shoulder answer to you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your call. Jeff and Kearns, this is Neil Sperry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil. I've got some post oaks on a lakefront property we own.
Okay.
And there's some lower limbs that are dead. My question is, should I get up there and remove those lower limbs and maybe paint something on the stump, or should I just let nature take its course and let them fall off?
It's a good idea to remove branches when they die, because if you let nature take the course, those limbs will begin to decay, and the next thing that will happen is the weight of the branch, especially in a windstorm or when it gets wet, and that soft wood soaks up a little moisture, it will snap it off, and it will never be a nice, smooth snap. There will always be some kind of a jagged stub, and that's where decay sets in. That's part of the natural senescence of an oak, is that decay sets in, the tree tries to recover, the tree gradually goes downhill because of the internal decay. I think you'd be much better off to make the cuts, make them flush. I would wait another month. We're still close enough to the springtime that you would need to be a little concerned about oak wilt. Yes, you would seal the cuts with black pruning paint. You don't need a heavy coating of it, and probably an aerosol would be better than the stuff you put on with a putty knife or a paintbrush. Jeff, one other thing, and that is if you're climbing even to a first step of a ladder, you really might want to consider getting an arborist out to do it. You're holding a chainsaw over your head, maybe not a good plan unless you're pretty well versed in what you're doing. It's easy for a branch to come down and conk you, and we don't need that. I don't want to read about you in the paper or hear about you on WBAP's newscast. One last thing. Be sure that you understand the three-step approach to limb removal, where you make an undercut about 15 inches out from the trunk. Then you go another 2 or 3 inches out. The undercut comes up about a fourth of the way into the bottom of the branch. You go out just about 3 or 4 more inches and start cutting from the top all the way down. You know how when you have 2x4 on a sawhorse, right as you finish the cut, there's that little piece of wood that's left that gives you a jagged triangle on the cut, and you have somebody hold the far end, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have anybody who's going to hold up the far end of the branch. And so that's the purpose of the undercut, to keep it from peeling the wood back clear down into the trunk. And then your third cut is the final cut up near the right up, almost flush with the trunk.
I got it. What is that again? I need to smear on the stump.
Pruning sealant. Pruning sealant, pruning paint. Any gotcha. Good nursery will have it for you, or a good hardware store. I don't know about the national retailers. They have strange selections sometimes.
All right, beautiful. Thank
good
you.
Luck. All right, be safe. Thank you. Lynn, I need more time, and I promised I'd get you in this segment, and I'm going to ask you to wait because looking for full sun plants could be a little bit lengthy. So let me tell you right now about my book. I'm really happy with the book. And, folks, it's hard for me to talk about my book because it sounds like I'm bragging, but we've had some wonderful comments. People are very complimentary of the way it flows from front to back. They say, this is really easy to read and easy to find the things I need to know. They love the charts. They love, if there's one thing that people really are commenting on, it's the calendar part, the 48 pages called Chapter 2, where you have 4 pages per month of what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in each month. That's what I used to put in my calendar, but I'm not doing calendars anymore. I expanded it and put it in the book. So there it is. Obviously, there's not a grid for 2014 or 2015, but you have all of the things to be done, and that's really handy. And then people are commenting about the personal touches in it, because when you self-publish, you can do that. Now, this book has chapters specifically dedicated to trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. And to that degree, to the title of the chapter degree, it's the same as my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. Beyond that, nada, nothing, absolutely nothing is done the same way. Totally reformatted, totally more useful and user-friendly. This book is not in stores. It is $28.95, regular $32.95, a special $28.95 if you order before 10 today. And if you get it and say, well, it wasn't what I dreamed it would be, I will pay back every penny. What happens, indeed, is that people get their first copy, and we're seeing at these book signings I'm doing, we're seeing people bring that copy in and say, I'd like to have it signed. I'd also like to get four more. We sold 30 to a person yesterday, and so that were used as gifts. And so this is what's happening. That's kind of a nice sale, by the way. So that's my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. You either get it by calling my office, I'll give you that number in a moment, or by going to neilsperry.com, or by coming to my book signings like the one this afternoon, 2 until 4, at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco, or tomorrow at the Callaways on Custer north of 15th Street. That'll be from 4 until 6 tomorrow in Plano. All right, the number to my magazine office is 1-800-752-GROW, with an O, not a zero. If you need the book for Father's Day, I'm going to ask you, please tell my staff when you call before 10 today. You must tell them if you need it for Father's Day, and we can get it if you tell them. If you don't tell them, we have no way of knowing, and it goes out of the fulfillment center, so that's the difference. If you're ordering online, when you have that special instruction drop-down, fill that out, need for Father's Day, and you must order today if you want it for Father's Day, last chance. It's $28.95, or you can get the book and my magazine for $42.95. That's just $14 for the magazine, normally $23.95, but it has to be bought the same time as the book, going to the same mailing address. 1-800-752-GROW, neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-4769.
Neil Sperry will be at Shades of Green today for another book signing event from 2 to 4. Neil will have his new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, for purchase and signing. If you missed his previous appearance, here's your chance to have Neil sign your very own copy of his new book. As spring heats up, don't let your enthusiasm for gardening wind down. Visit Shades of Green in Frisco, where you'll find thousands of great ideas to keep your landscape looking vibrant all through summer. Their professional staff can help you get started in the right direction. They specialize in well-adapted, drought- and heat-tolerant perennials that can survive and thrive on once-a-week watering. Many are locally grown on their farm. New arrivals just in. Add a bold color and texture statement to your patio and pool area with new accent pottery choices that have just arrived at Shades of Green. Create a beautiful color bowl with vines, colorful annuals, and culinary herbs. You can even use the Texas tough perennials or even a small ornamental tree. The professional landscape designers at Shades of Green specialize in drought-tolerant landscapes. Give them a call to arrange an appointment. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. Reduce your need this summer for shock or extensive pool brushing with one simple step. Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam. Crystal Clear has revolutionized the way people care for their pools with improved water clarity while eliminating the need for phosphates. Crystal Clear is a uniquely formulated product that contains SPF sunblock designed to clear swimming pool water of algae and greatly reduces pool maintenance time. Now with convenient access at Ace Hardware stores in Coppell, Arlington, and Hearst, or at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, one-stop pool shop in Plano, or simply online at clearpoolnow.com. That's clearpoolnow.com. Add Pitney's Crystal Clear Pool Cam and forget about pool maintenance. For more information, go to clearpoolnow.com. That's clearpoolnow.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. I was at WhizQ Stone yesterday afternoon for a book signing, and folks, let me tell you, I was there with three generations of the Wisnan family. There's a fourth out there, but too young to come to the store appearance, the book signing. But what a wonderful family. Mike Wisnan is the operating, the middle generation, the operating person of WhizQ Stone. He's revered in the nursery industry. I said that to more than one person yesterday. His son Derek is going to be exactly at that level. And Derek is just fabulous. These are such nice people. Whiskey Stone, 22 acres of beautiful stone. Visit their outside showroom. Over the years, they have done their demonstrations out there of how to do things, and they leave them set up, and they've turned into a beautiful garden area. Now, for example, next Saturday, June 14, at 10 in the morning, they'll have a how-to class, how to build a flagstone patio. You know, that's not as easy as you might think. Those puzzle pieces aren't all exactly the right shape. On Saturday, June 21, how to build a paver patio. Flagstone patio on the 14th and a paver patio on the 21st. They're at 10 o'clock. You don't have to sign up. You just show up in the Lifestyle Display Gardens right outside the sales office at Whiskey Stone. Boy, people were happy who were shopping there yesterday. It's like a toy ground. Just fun. That's 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, just barely north of I-20. 4501 East Loop 820 South, open 6 days a week. Whiz-Q.com, W-H-I-Z-Q.com, 817-429-0822. It's Whiz-Q Stone. We go to Lynn in Fort Worth. Lynn, this is Neil. Good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning.
How may I help you, sir?
I'm looking to replace weeds in my front yard that's got full sun. I've got a terrace that's got three levels. I've got a nice wall. I'd like a ground cover that doesn't need water and doesn't need maintenance.
I don't know of a ground cover that doesn't need water, even the most. I'm glad to hear the laughter. Thanks.
Okay.
I didn't know if I was being set up or what.
I'm concerned about the water issue.
Well, and I think we all are. The ground cover that I use in the parts of my landscape that are most difficult for me to get water to is purple winter creeper euonymus.
Okay.
It's a pretty ground cover, about 7 or 8 inches deep, 6 or 8 inches. And I trim mine several times a year, probably 3 or 4 times a year, just to keep it flat topped, because it will tend to grow up a little bit. But that makes a wonderful ground cover, and I've used it in terraced areas. In fact, all of my terraced areas have
you
purple.
You trim with
creeper.
A mower? How do you?
No, with trim? A line trimmer. I just walk through.
Okay.
With a line trimmer. Yeah.
All right. And tell me about soil prep. I've glyphosated.
All right. I would rototill well, and because it's going to grow there for, you know, I hope, 150 years, whatever I put in is going to be gone after maybe a year or 5 years. And so I think it's pretty critical to buy a plant that can handle that, and purple winter creeper will do that.
Okay.
I don't think you'll have any problem at all just planting it into a bed where you rototill with a rear tine tiller, and I would mix in maybe an inch or two of finely ground pine bark mulch. If you have compost available to you in quantity, an inch of compost, but the pine bark mulch alone is what I put in my beds just to give it a little bit of aeration and organic matter, but that's going to be gone in a couple of years, and it has never bothered the plants. They've done very, very well.
Wonderful. That was one of my plants I was considering. Thank
Lynn,
you
the
much.
Reason that I like it so much for a dry area is I had a flat of it after I landscaped my mom's house in 1991. I set it in a part of my landscape beside the door of my greenhouse, which is out, was at that time, out away from irrigation. And I'd water it when I thought about it. Well, it rooted out into the ground and just started growing in the wooded area, not in sun in this case, but in the wooded area. And I just trimmed the box away and got rid of it, and it worked beautifully. So
how often do you trim?
A couple times a year. You know what? I am looking at my clock now, and I see that we should be going to news pretty quickly now, so I need to run. But hopefully that'll help you. I really appreciate your call. Folks, we will be back right after the news.